So usually when people come into this radio studio, the producer often says, in order to get a sound level, what did you have for lunch? What did you have for breakfast? But Paul, I'm actually interested. What did you have for breakfast?
Don't start with a hard question. I had a stack of Oreos. They were delicious.
And for dinner, maybe, what do you think you might have?
That pack isn't empty.
And so this is not just an urban myth about Paul Rudnick. Paul Rudnick, and of course, I've eaten with you many times, you just eat
crap.
Sugary junk.
Yes. Why didn't I think of that as a possible book title? Sugary junk. Yes, and it's the oddest thing because people always assume I'm lying, and then they become horribly offended by the truth. It's so odd that especially when they watch me eating breakfast cereals, because I never add milk, and people, strangers, will come up to my table at a coffee shop and say, that's like eating dirt. And then I will, just to spite them, heap sugar packets as well, so for that nice sort of tasty grit.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with the lack of milk. However, how does one live healthfully? And you're a healthy-looking man without protein or fruits and vegetables.
I'm convinced my crackpot theory is that you can't mix. You have to stick solely to a diet of entirely refined sugar, but you must never introduce a fruit or a vegetable. That's where the trouble
is. There's a book.
You know,
there's
exactly.
An Oprah appearance.
Please, there's my Frank Bruni opportunity.
And what does your physician boyfriend think of this regimen?
What, we've been together for 17 years, and he is a doctor, and one of the reasons I think that we get along so well is that he's never questioned it. That he clear, well, probably the secret lies in his specialty, which is head injuries. I was sent at a very early age to a child therapist, and I remember
because you were already doing the only sugar thing then.
Yeah. And my parents were, you know, appalled and tried every way to. They did that awful sort of Jessica Seinfeld trick of trying to hide bits of salad or lasagna inside birthday cake, as if anyone would fall for that.
That's how we make our pets take their medicines.
Exactly, and then you massage their throats. Did not work.